first year as a general manager in the CFL. It's going very well. Kyle Walters joins us once again. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you guys?
I'm good. Well, Kyle, you're making this GM thing look pretty easy. Hey, no big deal. We're just undefeated.
Yeah, you certainly no big deal. Last two games, never in doubt, as I say, never in doubt.
Kyle, now, you know, you were in the organization, we're scouting a long time. You come in, now you're the guy who's the decision maker. You know, you have more responsibility, you have more say, it falls on you. The one thing I noticed right away when you came in was you're looking to improve your Canadian talent, but your overall depth across the board, and I guess it speaks volumes when we just look at your running back position, where due to injuries, the guy who was number three on your depth chart's now number one and arguably the best running back in the league for the first month.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we go through the mini camps in the off season, and that's a very difficult position to evaluate when you're not wearing pads. So you never really knew what you were going to get, and we knew come training camp it was going to be a legitimate competition. And unfortunately for Will Ford, he got hurt early in training camp, and that's, you know, as we all know, that's kind of the worst thing that can happen, because your reps are going to some younger guys. And then, you know, Paris Cotton had a great training camp and banged up his knee. So What I tell all the young guys is you know, you got to get yourself into training camp, and then you have to stay healthy all through training camp. And Nick did that and stayed healthy and took advantage of getting the extra reps and won the starting job. And he's not giving it back.
Kyle, I know you understand it's early. I mean, 3-0 is 3-0. It's in the books. And I know you've got a perspective. There's a long way to go. But that said, this start at least has got to be a breath of fresh air after a real tough season.
You're 100% right. And you know what it does? It just, you know, with the new regime and the new coaching staff, it gets the players more easily to buy into what we're doing, you know, from a coaching staff, from an organizational standpoint. And yeah, the guys, I mean, it's with as tough as it's been around here the last couple of years, it's just refreshing for the city and the fans. You know, 3-0 is 3-0, and that's all we really care about right now. How we looked or how we got here is irrelevant, and it's 3-0, and the fans are getting behind us. We're taking a big crowd Thursday night, and the whole city's excited, and as I said, they deserve it, and the players deserve it, and it's exciting times right now.
That stadium in Winnipeg, talking to players, they say it's the loudest just because, you know, the dimensions in how it was built. The opening game this year, the fans may be a little bit hesitant to come back, Kyle. Do you sense that they're maybe starting to think, you know what, this is a team we should believe in?
Yeah, I think you're right. I rightfully so. The fans felt a little jolted the last couple of years and with the losing and the way the organization was being run. And you know, it's, they went away, and we're trying to win them back, and we're winning them back by putting a product on the field that they can be proud of, that we say going to work hard, trusting that we're going to do the right things, that we want to be thought of as a professional organization, and the way we carry ourselves, the way we handle ourselves, and something that the city can be proud of. Get out in the community, be visible with Mike, myself, and Wade. Be out there. Approachable, talking to people, and you know, trying to mend some of the broken fences that's been going on around here the last few years, and we're trying.
Kyle, this is probably true in football, no matter what league you're talking about, but I think specifically in the CFL, you've got to have a quarterback to have a chance. You can do everything right in a lot of places. If you don't have the guy who's standing behind center getting it done, you're going nowhere. Your guy, Drew Willey, is getting it done. Talk about him through three games.
Well, we saw it even in the preseason, because again, you know, the free agents, similar with what Edmonton went through with Riley a couple, with such a small sample size, you just don't know what you're getting. And we didn't. We saw enough on film that we were confident from just a football skill set that he had that it was going to take to be successful, but you just never know. What jumped out during the preseason with Drew is how calm he was, and all through training camp and the preseason games, and how, boy, he didn't get rattled, good or bad. He was the same guy, and you know, so you combine that cool pocket presence and the demeanor in the huddle that the guys are rallying behind, and pulling the last couple games out in the fourth quarter is fantastic for his confidence. And those are the stuff it was hard to quantify, you know, when you watch the games and you watch the throws and you make your notes, and yes, we think he can do this and do this, but it's real difficult until you coach the guys and you see them in live game action, exactly what they're made of. And Drew's been outstanding with revealing what he's made of.
It's interesting. You talk about Drew and that calm and the demeanor, and those are big pluses. The guy on the other side of the field Thursday, Mike Riley, a bit of a different cat. He'll punch you in the eye if that's what it takes to win. He'll take the best lick you got, pick himself up, and keep playing. He poses his own set of challenges, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, you think of toughness and sort of he will to win and tough, and that's what he brings, and it's just a competitor. That'll drag himself up, and you know, he's having success now, and you're happy for a guy that you see the way the football's supposed to be played is I guess from a football standpoint, that a tough guy seems like a likable guy, never complains, never says anything after he's been pounded a little bit over the last couple years, and now he's having some success.
Kyle Walter is general manager of the undefeated Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They take on the Eskimos tomorrow night, 6:30 start. Could watch it on TSN. Outside of Drew Willie, one guy who's, been very good for you. It's funny. He's actually missed a point after attempt. Now, I know it was a snap and everything, but your field goal kicker is a perfect 7-for-7 early on, Kyle. And to be honest, I didn't know much about Harjuluhu, and I apologize if I'm not saying that correctly. Were your expectations that he would be this consistent?
Well, it's interesting. Lirum was a guy who went through the draft and went undrafted and a couple years ago and kept an eye on him during his fifth year. And what sold me on him was during Western's playoff run, where he was 7-of-7 in the playoffs, in brutal weather, a couple of snow games with three of them or four of them were up over 45 yards. And it was pretty impressive to see. So we had him on our nag list. We got him signed, and then at some point, I was in Ontario. Mike and I were in Ontario. We met up with him to see him kick in person, and we left after that and went, "Wow, this guy's the real deal. He's got a great leg, and he's got he's kind of got that happy-go-lucky demeanor, which is great as a kicker. Like, he's not wound too tight, which is fantastic for him with his job description to be kind of a happy-go-lucky kid." And he's been fantastic, but yeah, we were not exactly sure what we were getting, but could not be more happy with Lirum to this point.
Kyle, one thing that I didn't expect out of the Bombers, aside from 3-0, to be honest, at this point, your offense and the number of points you've generated to this point, you're leading the league. I think you're just over 38 points a game. Now that's awful good. Aside from Willie, what's happening there?
Well, I think the points per game. I think the defense has chipped in with two last game. The special teams had one. So, we're getting some points from all facets of the game. But, I think the receivers are making big-time plays. Clarence and Nick Moore and Aaron Kelly have made some contested throws the first few games. And the Canadian guys, Rory's been solid. And with Corey Watson being out, Julian Cioli-Guidino stepped up and had that fantastic game-winning catch last game. So we've had a bunch of different guys. And then Nick Grigsby's been solid blocking and catching and obviously running the ball. So it's been, it's kind of been a whole group effort. And Marcel and the coaching staff on offense have done a great job putting plans together and kind of attacking what's vulnerable on the other teams and taking advantage of the scoring opportunities that we're getting.
Looking at the Eskimo defense, Kyle, and I know you're not into the game planning, but Mike O'Shea, he comes in. We've got Chris Jones here in Edmonton, both guys coming from Toronto, both 3-0. What has O'Shea added to your team outside of the X and O's, do you feel, that was important and why he was the right hire for you?
Well, I know he's the right hire. Mike and I look at things very similarly. We know the way we want things done, and we don't mince our words about it. It's do it this way, and you'll know if it's not being done the way we want. Mike's a very detail-oriented guy, as I said. The biggest thing, he knows what he wants, and if you don't do it, he's going to tell you that's not the way he wants it done, and it's, he doesn't say a whole lot to the players. He just, they know the expectation level of what he wants, and either do it or you're not going to be here.
Interesting. Kyle, where were you in 1961? Were you even born?
No, I was born in 1973.
Now I feel old. Well, I was reading a piece out of Winnipeg. 61 is the last time the Bombers and the Eskimos played when both teams were undefeated. You guys were 4-0 back then. Eskimos 3-0. This has got to be, again, after some tough times, a real easy sell to open up the gates in Winnipeg for this one.
Yeah, I think for both organizations, after the year both teams went through the season both teams went through, you know, and Ed and I kind of joked about that, you know, who'd have thunk if you were a bet man that this game would be for the two undefeated teams and two of the three undefeated teams in the West battling for first place. If you were a bet man, you would be able to make some money, I would imagine. But it's an easy sell for the fans, and I know ticket sales are up. Wade's excited. We were talking today about how many people are going to be at this game Thursday night, and you know it's awesome for the city, and you know. All you got to do is win. That's all it takes. Is just keep winning.
Well, Kyle, yeah, you're right. Winning does attract the fans. Continued success. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Anytime, guys.